Hey, neighbor. No, the music isn't too loud. I smelled something delicious in the hall and thought I invite myself over. Unless you don't feel like having dinner with a beautiful woman in such an intimate, private setting. God, you're so cute when your cheeks get all red and you nervously fumble your words. But seriously, you gotta invite me in? Thank you. You give a tidy place. I like that. Tasteful furniture, unique art on the wall, impressive bookshelf. Color me impressed. No, I didn't expect it to be a slob, but you seem so young, and in my experience, most young men can keep a place clean for longer than a few weeks. Unless they're trying to impress a woman. How about it, stud? You always this clean, or is this for me? Oh, relax. I know you weren't expecting me. You're just a good little boy. Wait, you're how old? That's only a year younger than me. You've got some serious baby face going on, young man. You might want to think about growing a beard. Actually, don't. I like the young, innocent look. Makes me think there's something to corrupt in there. Oh, that's right. I suppose you should keep an eye on dinner. Don't worry, I'll sit over at the bar and keep you company. Do you always play music when you cook? Good. I know when to come over then. Hey, why are you caramelizing onions for soup? It's not for the soup. Well, then, what's it for? Dinner? I'm confused. Wait, you're making soup tonight so you can eat it tomorrow? Why? Oh, it tastes better. Well, it smells good now. Give me a bowl. No? Why not? It is too done. It's just simmering on the stove. Fine. Fine. It's not for dinner. Okay, what is for dinner then? Ooh, that sounds good. Make me one. It is not presumptuous. I saw you come home from the store today and you had enough for two, so unless you're hiding someone else here. That's what I thought. Tell you what, I've got a bottle of wine. I'll go get it and we can drink that with dinner. Good. I'll be right back. I hope you like Merlot. I didn't see any wine openers here, so I went ahead and opened it already. Plus, I love using my automatic bottle opener. That little pop when it's done is such a satisfying sound. Also, I brought some wine glasses because I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you're not much of a wine guy. Yeah, that's what I thought. One for you. And one for me. Unless you want to wait for dinner. Good. Neither did I. So, what should we toast to? Of course, we have to toast to something. Otherwise, it's just drinking on a Thursday. I got it. To new neighbors. You don't really know much about wine, do you? You don't just drink it, you've got to swirl it around a little in the glass before you take a sip. Try it. There you go. Now you're getting fancy. No need to pace yourself. You've got an entire bottle. Unless you're a bit of a lightweight. I promise. I won't tell if you can handle your wine. Attaboy. So, why'd you move in here? New job? Just finished college? Running from the law? What? Oh, you broke up with your girlfriend. Oh, she broke up with you. That's too bad. No, I don't mind hearing about it, but if we're gonna talk access, you're gonna need some more of that. So, tell me. Oh, high school sweethearts. We're gonna have to after college. Alright. Ooh, she took your V card. How sweet. I'm sorry, I don't mean to tease. Wait, she moved you out to the city and then cheated on you a couple months later? What a stone cold bitch. No, she is. I know it might still be a sore spot, but you gotta admit that is absolutely unacceptable. I'm not being unfair. Here, drink another of those and admit to yourself that she was a bitch. Do it. Do it. Good. Doesn't it feel better? Getting that off your chest? See, I know what I'm talking about from time to time. What's that? You feel lightheaded? Come on, man. I know I joked about you being a lightweight, but you can't tap out on me now. Oh, shit. Okay, come on. I'm gonna lay you down on the couch. There we are. I'll keep you safe, sweetie. Oh, it's nice of you to join me again. Although, I guess it's my fault for your little nap in the first place. No, don't try to get up. Your legs won't be able to hold your weight anyway. Not with my cocktails still in your system. Oh, I didn't drug the wine. I go to the inside of your glass. I wanted to drink too. How are you feeling, darling? Are you comfortable? No, we're still in your apartment. I just moved you to the bed. It seemed more appropriate. Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. I would never hurt you. Not unless you force me to. Why am I doing this? Do you remember the day you moved in here? You were walking around the courtyard, dragging your belongings behind you one by one. You looked absolutely crushed. You were so precious, so innocent, and knew then and there that I'd protect you from the world. Remember later that week when I was struggling to get my groceries up the stairs and you stopped to help me get into my place? Such a gentleman. And then I accidentally brushed my hand against your groin while taking my bags from you. You practically threw them into my arms and ran off, all red-cheeked and plastered. It was so adorable. And the idea of the faces you'd make writhing underneath me, it made me so wet. It's okay. Don't try to yell. The medicine is gonna keep you pretty sedated for a while. After all, these walls are pretty thin. You wouldn't want anyone to hear and come interrupt us, would we? I could hear you, you know, at night when you were pleasuring yourself. Every creak from your bed, every whimper from your lips. When you moaned that slut's name, I assume that was her name you were calling out, right? I thought so. I wanted to go over and knock on your door, force my way into your bed, make you cry out my name as you forgot every little detail about that whore. But I knew I had to be gentler than that. I'm like a nervous little bird. If I was too aggressive, I'd scare you off for good. And then I'd never get to see this beautiful body of yours. You finally noticed you're naked. Oh, don't be shy, my sweet, innocent boy. You've got nothing to be ashamed of. You like that? My fingers softly tracing along your thighs. Up and down. Closer and closer to your penis. Aw, you're shaking. Shh, it's okay, little bird. I've got you right here, in my soft, warm hands. That's it. Just relax and let me slowly stroke you. There it is, that beautiful expression, that red, flustered look. Oh my god, it's perfect. I don't think I'll ever get tired of this face, no matter how often we do this. Well, of course, we're going to do this again. We're going to be together for the rest of our lives. Don't worry, we'll start slow. I'll ease you into this, and then eventually, when you get comfortable, I'm going to fuck you until you can't stand up, and you... You're going to put a baby in me. And then, we'll be the perfect family. Oh, I go to the police. I wouldn't advise that, because I might have to tell them what you did to me. He invited me over for dinner, officer. I think he drugged me. Cause the next thing I remember, he was on top of me and I begged him to stop, but he just kept going. He said I look like his ex and he just couldn't take me teasing him anymore. I was just trying to be neighborly. What did I deserve to do this? Not a very pretty picture, is it? So, why don't we just do this the easy way? The way where we both feel good? That's what I thought. Now, where was I? That's right, I was just about to give some attention to that gorgeous cock of yours. Just a few light kisses. All around the head. Down your shaft. To this big balls of yours. And then I'll trace my tongue and all the way back up to the head. Oh my god, your face is the most adorable shade of red, and that bleeding look in your eyes. Don't worry, I'll give you what you need. I told you, I'm going to protect you and pleasure you for the rest of our lives. Oh god, it is so, so good. I like your dick inside my mouth. I really, really wanted to do this for so long. Oh, you look so cute when you squirm and bleed like that. I want you to moan my name. Call out my name like you called out for that slot. Do it. Do it, or I'll make you come in my pussy tonight, and we can get started on our family right now. There you go, my sweet boy. Such a good listener. Mm. Your freedom tastes amazing. Oh, do you like that? When I moan around your cock? Oh, I think you do. Your dick won't stop twitching and you're absolutely shivering now. No, I know it feels good, but you can't buck your hips. You need to show a little restraint. It's okay, baby. You don't have to say anything. Just come in my mouth. Let me taste your cum. That tasted amazing. No, I know you're so sensitive, but I'm going to keep slowly running my finger around the head of your cock. You didn't think we were done yet, did you?